Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing, because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O, W, looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe. Been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gonna show you how. We gonna break it down. We gonna break it down.
Oh man, hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist. I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that He gave me, and He wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Dicko. AK Dicko. Three times. And I'm big, sure. I don't do no physical harm to them.
Mm-hmm.
I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Okay. Well, see, I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all
that. Yeah. See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls jip-jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
thank you,
is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
It's AT5 on Blog Talk Radio, the host, T-A-Z. I have two gifted women in the studio tonight, Gwendolyn Collins and Kenya McGuire Johnson. I want to thank you both for being on with ATAZP Live.
Thank you. This is Kenya. Hello.
Hey, thank you so much. This is Gwendolyn. Totally appreciate you having us on.
Hey, Gwendolyn, you could calm down on the sexiness because you just came through like, whoa. And I'm sitting over here. She got me fanning. go on, talk. Say something else again.
What do you want me to do? Saying, hey, what's up? This is Gwendolyn. Thank you.
Well,
this is my 9 p.m. voice.
Well,
no, it's not. That's her natural voice. Don't be fooled. She has a sexy natural voice. That is her.
I'm like, Lord, she coming through real strong. But that's cool. That's cool.
I'm feeling here. Thank you.
Well, I see.
I need to go get me some wine so I can sound sexy too. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, you do it. Y'all both doing it up. I didn't want to say it all, interrupt everybody, but y'all both doing it up. I want to say I've seen you both on Facebook doing your thing, posting what you do, and I listened to your music. Mm-hmm. And when I first heard your music, both of you, I said to myself, I got to get them on the show. And you're finally here. I came back to do the show after being out for a while, and I'm glad you're the first artist I've had in over a year. I'm glad you're both here tonight.
Oh, well, that's nice. It's been we're like a debut. Like it's been a year.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It's been a year since I've been out with these bad knees. Since I've been out, it's been a year, and you're first artist I've had back in over a year. And I want to start with Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're from the Chi. From Chi-Town.
Uh-huh.
And you've been doing a lot of big things, and I want you to just give the audience exactly what you've been into over your whole singing career.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I'm based in Chicago. I actually was raised in Denver, Colorado, so this is not home for me, but I've lived here for several years, so I consider it home at this point. But I musically, I've been, let's see, this is an interesting journey, and I'm going to try to make it quick. But I did a lot of music growing up, but then once I became a real adult, I actually became a physical therapist. And I treated patients and people like you with your knees, yes. And I did a lot of, also then went on, got a master's degree, went on and became a faculty member at Chicago State University here in Chicago, and went on to some other universities and did a very traditional life, but I really missed music. And so around 2009 is when I decided to take I had some come to Jesus moments and did a spiritual retreat and just did a lot of self-reflection trying to figure out how could I get music back in my life. And honestly, that's when it started kicking off. I started writing again. And ever since, I mean, this has been an amazing journey. I did not sit down in 2009 and say, okay, I'm going to be a full-time musician, running my own business and all that. I really was just trying to fulfill a hobby. But I met some of the most amazing musicians here in Chicago that are known internationally, honestly. And I think my first real mentor was Maurice Joshua, who was a producer. And it's won a Grammy Award for remixing Beyonce's Crazy in Love. And so he has a tremendous career. And he took me under his wings to kind of help me figure out how you do this independently. And from there, it's just kind of taken off. So I've released, I've released two EPs, which are short CDs for those who don't know what that means. And then I released my first full-length album last year, 2015, I was able to release a European version of an album called My Own Skin, and it was released by Expansion Records, which is a label based in London. And then I self-released the American version under my own company, Kenya MJ Music Productions, and so yeah, it's been wild, but it's been it's hard for me to put it in words. It's every day something happens and I'm like, whoa, and it's just getting even more powerful. So.
That's great. Gwendolyn, the same for you. Explain how you got into this journey of doing music.
Well, you know, like Kenya, I have to say it's a very interesting journey, and I think that things happen when perhaps they're meant to be. I still work. I have a full-time job that I still do, and I work in cybersecurity, and it's still very demanding, but I wasn't encouraged until, like, 2013 to really become an artist. You know, I was like a singer with, you know, cover bands, and then I just had the most amazing people who were like, try to do your own thing. And mm-hmm. I had absolutely no expectations whatsoever. And then in 2014, you know, I took the plunge and I said, I'm going to release my own project and I'm going to hope that people will like it. Again, no expectations. And it really took off for me, you know, in July 2014, you know, like Kenya, I was able to do amazing things and tour overseas and, you know, become number one on a lot of different, you know, internet stations and just share my style of art. So I don't particularly have like that amazing background story. I didn't come into this until I was 44, but now I'm a producer, I'm a writer, I'm an artist. I work with people in the UK, I work with people in the US, and I just feel so blessed that I was able to actually be given this gift, number one. And I feel blessed that at 46 years old, I'm able to share this gift, not just through my music, but through assisting other artists, you know, with their dreams. I always like to say, I want to help other indie artists' dreams come true.
Well, I'm so
glad. My story's
glad
simple, but thank you.
I'm so glad that you guys came out and decided to, because on the real, you sound like y'all been doing this like this is your real job. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being honest. I mean,
Well, it is, no matter what, right?
Yeah, it's real. I mean, I know for me, and you know, it, like, yeah, Gwendolyn, we have some very parallel kind of stories. I just stopped working full time as a therapist. I'm now full time musician, but that was another really big leap, and I was able to do that. I think 2013 is when the fall of 2013 is when I decided, okay, you know, all or nothing. So that's where we are.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, absolutely. You know, Kenya and I are both parents of boys, so we both have a very full schedule, whether we have full-time jobs or not, whether we do music full-time or not.
Right.
I feel like music is actually kind of like my third thing. If I had to put it in a perspective of, you know, work, family, music, but I dedicate probably 4 to 5 hours a day to music on top of all those other things that we do, right, Kenya?
Right.
She's amazing like that. I mean, music is my primary. It's my music. I mean, I like Gwendolyn. I do about helping other artists. I just started a coaching service. A platform for artists, developing independent artists, to help them come up with their game plans and bring whatever it is they're working on kind of to the next level. And that's called Creating Crimson. And I just launched that fall, kind of launched it underground fall of 2015, but I've just now started to bring it more to the public beginning of this year, because now we're fully operational. But that's just kind of combining my background from teaching, and I have a master's degree in counseling. This has been, I couldn't ask. I mean, it's clear that God is saying, I want you to do specifically this, because to be able to be a musician, a songwriter, but also to have a background in therapy and counseling. So I'm a helper. It's all just come together really. I couldn't ask for a better kind of marriage of my passions and skills. So it's been really cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, Gwendolyn, you're
and
from.
Then, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. You're from a D.C. area?
I live in Maryland. I'm actually from New Jersey.
Okay.
Did you hear that? I'm from New Jersey.
I heard you.
You heard Jersey.
And
I'm from Jersey.
I'm wondering, when you was living in D.C., did you ever catch the go-go fever? You know what I'm saying?
You know, because I'm from Jersey, I'm more like a house girl, house music. I haven't quite caught on to the go-go fever because that's not, you know, I live in this area, but it's not home. So I'm always
right.
going to be like where I was born and raised. And in Jersey, it was like, girl, I house you. You in my hood now. Say what?
Right.
Girl, I house you. So I like go-go, but it's not like, you know, ooh, go-go, Gwenny in the house.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. Well, Kenny, I know you're very versed in the house because they do a lot of house music in Chicago, right?
As I say, Chicago, that's like the home house.
Place, yeah, where it was born at, yeah. So, I mean,
yeah.
Are you influenced by house music also?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, it's kind of funny now we're kind of – I live in Chicago, so I'm not from here either. And, you know, I think being here and being in the music industry, you can't help but get bitten by house music. I actually was first exposed, I think, to real house music when I started college. I went to Howard University, so I was in D.C. For college, and that's actually, you know, I had heard go-go music before because my parents used to live in D.C. So go-go I was real familiar with and knew growing up,
right.
Actually, ironically. But then when I got to Howard, I had never heard any house music before I was 18 years old, and I'm like, you know, what is this? Like, this is amazing. And this is like, oh, this has been around way longer than you know.
Right.
So being here, I mean, it's such a part of Chicago's music culture. It's to the point now where they have created like a house music. It's like a whole exhibit that they're doing in the city, kind of like a museum type of, you know, thing. That's how much. Once Frankie Knuckles passed away, that's when they really, the city even, you know, just the general city beyond just your house heads or your house music DJs or whatever, the city in general really started to embrace it. And, you know, Maurice Joshua, who I mentioned earlier, he's like one of the top house DJs, producers, definitely one of the top three here in Chicago, and known, you know, internationally. So you can't help but... And I've got remixes of songs and stuff to try to, you know, kind of be in that space of
right,
deep house.
Right.
And yeah.
Well, the first track I want to play is called Heaven. When I seen the title, when you sent it to me, Gwendolyn, I was like, if I would have told my mom, because she's very heavily religious, right, when she was living, I told her, I'm playing a song called Heaven, she be like, boy, they better be talking about the church. You know, that's how my mom was. We had a club outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that's called Heaven, and I told her I was going to the club. I was going to Heaven at 9 o'clock, and my mom looked at me like, boy, you need to be playing. I said, no, mom, I'm going to be there. I'm driving at night. And she looked at me all, I forgot. It's a club, mom, called Heaven. So I want you to explain your version and your story.
Say it again.
Can you explain the song exactly? What's the?
Oh yeah.
You know,
so actually, the song is called Heaven Sent, and
okay.
I'll be honest with you. This is a song that was co-written by myself and another indie artist, Brian Christopher, and I wanted a man's perspective because I'm writing soul music from a women's perspective, right? So it's going to be a little different. And I was like, hey, Brian, you know, I want you to write a song like thinking about what makes a girl feel so special and what makes her feel heaven sent, or perhaps he's heaven sent. So we co-wrote this. Amazing producer Eric Dennis did the music. I totally love it. And this is my song, Heaven Sent, from Storytelling Side One, The Simple Things. Thank you.
just say I had a few, and usually I wouldn't pay no mind, but now I got a Jones and don't know why, 'cause there's just something about the way that you feel security,
so strong.
Look what you do to me, I'll be the first to admit it, babe, I've fallen in love with the way that you are.
So strong.
You're so strong.
All night long.
All night long. Maybe I'm wrong for the way I feel. Can't believe that you're real.
Boy,
you must be.
Heaven
sent. The way you hold me.
Heaven sent.
The way you touch me. Don't nobody love me. Don't nobody love
Boy,
me like you.
My nephew, who does radio show on as well, is listening to it on the sound system at work, and he said it is jam.
Oh, wow.
So that's a nice.
I like that song. I definitely like the perspective of, you know, from a female and a male, and the music is good. And
right.
Yeah, it's diggable.
Kenya, the title song off your first, is this your first skin?
You know what? You broke up a little bit. Say that again. Say it one more time.
The title song for my own, the title song for the CD, My Own Skin,
mm-hmm.
is that the name of the
mm-hmm.
name of the project? Explain that so I can rip that too.
Yes. The title of the album is My Own Skin, and so the title track, My Own Skin, that's kind of where I started even with the whole concept of the album. That song is, I wrote that song lyrically, and then the music was composed by a bassist named Kari Cabral Simmons, and Kari is the bass player for India Ari, and he's tremendous. He's an amazing musician, person, and he's also done stuff with Julie Dexter, and he's just really, really a good person. And so he and another gentleman named Julius Speed, who is a keyboard player, and another producer named Darren Benjamin, who goes by Daz IQ, they came together and came up with this great music. And the moment I heard the music, I was like, this is it. This is the feel. This is so me. And so it was real easy to write My Own Skin. And that's what the whole album is really about. It's very diverse. It's soulful, but it's got moments of jazz, moments of more neo soul, moments of straight R&B. So, yeah.
Here it is, My Own Skin, Kenya McGuire Johnson.
yeah, we representing WATAZP. Yo. Check it out, y'all. Yo, back when I was younger, for knowledge I thirsted and hunger, was sucking up like a plunger, but yet and still I would wonder, when people holler in their minds, are they thinking dollars is like rocking a Zorro Crow kid, hard to swallow as a brain power weakened mind decrease, I'm thinking on shrill chatter presidents deceased, but somehow we need to move just a little higher, looking at our desires and somehow get inspired, and the reason that I'm even here today is cause I had a couple things I wanted to say, like for real, if you wanna open your mind and be free, listen to WATAZP with my man Taz and DJ Stroke, cracking a couple of jokes and rocking mad music, poking fun at all the people that they wanna, because you know that we are really gonna have fun, couple of laughs, some good times, the way that I come through and drop rhymes, people be looking at me cause I don't smoke lines, I don't snort lines, I keep it true, I'm about to do this in a freestyle type of mode, but yeah, and still I don't rock platinum or gold, I just got a nice watch and a wristband, and that's all I really need, man, is little love, you know what I'm saying, spread the love, spread the love, you know what I'm saying, yeah, spread the love, yeah, all up in the place to be, WATAZP, yo.
ATAZP live on Blog Talk Radio. Kenya, I'm going to tell you right now. That was the jam, yo. We both, my nephew is falling in love with both of y'all. He's running a gym in our hometown, and he's playing it over the speaker in the gym. So somebody was jamming to your song on the treadmill. So I want to.
Hey, Kenya, we helping people get healthy.
I know, we help people work out. You know what I'm saying?
We help people get healthy with their Fitbits on.
Get in your
jam into the music.
I want to know what you guys are listening to. How do you feel about today's music? Because you're definitely on another level. You're not on today's stuff, which, thank the Lord, I'm glad. But I just want to know your opinion on today's music. Anyone could go first and just give their opinion.
Okay. Well, this is Kenya. You know, I'm a fan of music first. Like, I consider myself an artist, definitely a musician, but I am a massive fan. So I get just as excited as anybody else, you know, who's really into music when I hear something that gives me goosebumps and gets me all whatever. So I definitely follow music pretty carefully. And because I am a music head and I'm really into, you know, all kinds of sounds, there's a lot of music out there that's just not heard on mainstream, you know, radio
right.
or music, commercial, whatever. And that lane of music, you would probably fall and pass out. I mean, because it's just, there's so much good stuff that's out there.
Right.
And it's just so unfortunate that, you know, the general public doesn't get to hear it and are unaware of it. And so, you know, what I hear, I guess, in mainstream, more commercial, you know, music, I mean, it's shifted so much from when I, you know, started loving music, you know, and so it's difficult, I think, particularly as a musician, you know, when you write music and like Gwendolyn, when you're producing and you know all the layers that go into that process and then you hear things that feel so dumbed down at points, you know, it's just very unfortunate because I know that that's the exposure we're now kind of giving our younger generation of music. And it's unfortunate because it's not much diversity in that. Like, I don't have a problem with, you know, any, whatever mainstream artist there is, that's not really the issue. The issue is when there's no diversity, is when you don't, when that's
yeah.
all you get. And so you don't get to get, you know, like when I grew up, you know, not to be all like when I was growing up, but it's true. When I was younger, I mean, you were hearing, you could go from, yeah, an Earth, Wind & Fire to to Olivia Newton-John. It was like you could hear all of that
right.
at one time. And so it wasn't, and you could hear, it was with Spike Dog passing away yesterday, it was just, it's been so powerful for those of us who follow Tribe Called Quest, because the beauty of what Tribe Called Quest did was they were very commercial, very mainstream, but they took, Q-Tip took 10-second bites from old jazz and old soul records to create these ridiculous beats over, and rhymes. And that's how, to me, that was music. And so now I just feel like we've gotten really the business of music has really, unfortunately, taken the driver's seat with music and mainstream. And because it's now the business before the art, you're not getting the art the same way that you used to get it. And I mean, the business has always been powerful. It's always been the driver. I mean, it's always been there, but the art was really respected. And now I just feel like the art is an afterthought almost. So.
Wendell.
Yeah.
And I don't want to know. We can do a whole forum on this, but
right. and I think, Kenya, we've had conversations about this, so I'm a little bit different. I do agree with Kenya that the music has definitely been watered down. I believe that the business and the music should be able to work hand in hand. I honestly don't listen to a lot of mainstream radio. I will be honest with you. I very rarely turn my actual terrestrial radio on. I am an indie soul head. I have amazing respect for people who are out there grinding with amazing music. And I'm just going to say it. I think if you were to just take a moment to discover this undiscovered music and compare it to your mainstream, you would be like, oh, my God, these people are on it. They understand what music is about. They understand the rhythms and the melodies, and they understand what true soul music is about. We're not out there just perpetrating a fraud just to make a dollar. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we're trying to, really sing real music that's going to touch hearts, that's going to kind of touch you like Motown. We're trying to make babies. We're trying to make people happy. My take on it is that I kind of refuse to go totally mainstream. And there are some mainstream artists that, of course, I love. Jill Scott is mainstream. Erykah Badu, I'm into the whole neo-soul. But I also can kind of understand, I know where they came from. At one point, they were just like me. And I feel like they didn't totally lose their roots to the music, whereas you have a lot of other artists who, unfortunately, and I'll say this, I don't think they want to lose their roots. I think their contract makes them lose their roots. And they end up turning into this person that they never wanted to be. They're singing music that they're not even writing. They're putting out this image of who they aren't. I mean, if you just look at this picture of me and Kenya that we posted, this is us. This is me. I love wearing hats. Like, what you see is what you get. Kenya has a big curl. Like, this is, what you see is what you get. And we can still make amazing music. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right.
It's hard for me because I really don't listen.
I see you with your hat on right now, Gwendolyn. I see your hat on right now for this radio interview. I see it right now. I have bad knees. I got bad knees, but I want to stand on top of my desk and give y'all a golfer's clap because I feel exactly the same exact way you both feel. The same exact. That's why I asked the question, because I know – just by listening to those two tracks, you're above this silliness that we're hearing on the radio and being fed, force-fed every day, the same style, the same type of beat, one octave down, one octave up kind of beats that we're being forced to listen to. I knew you were feeling that. Now I want to talk about the musical process, how you guys write your music, how you – I know I write music too. I write lyrics and I make beats as well. So I know the process, but I want to see how you guys come up with your own, because everybody does it different. Come up with your own style on how you make your own music. Gwendolyn, you could go first.
Oh, okay. So I'm a Virgo. and I believe that part of being a Virgo. Right, let me just put it out. I'm a Virgo.
I thought I was going to hear float on.
No, but, you know, this is real talk. So I am a very emotional female, and I write my music based on what I see, what I feel, what I hear, and I could have my own experience, and like 20 minutes later, I have written a song about it. And that's why I'm so glad I built my own like home studio so that I could get these feelings out. But most of my music is based on either how I feel, my lyrics are written on an experience that I've gone through, or even, you know, Kenya might have a conversation with me tomorrow about, you know, we talk about our kids and our life and just stuff in general, and it may want me to write a song about it. So everything I write is based on an experience. Like, I've never written a song that doesn't have something to do with something that I felt or a really good friend has felt.
Yeah.
Kenya?
Yeah, yeah. For me, it's similar, you know, similar to what Gwendolyn just said, but I have learned So writing a song. So you have lyrics in a song, and then you have music, you know, in a song. And I've learned that, I think with this last project with My Own Skin, I really wanted to push myself a little bit more because if it's up to me, I can tell a different story, but the music will start to all sound the same. So I'm like, okay, I gotta get out of my music space. Like, I have these different stories based on my experiences that I need to be pushed, challenged differently. So for me, writing this last project was more mood based. And what I mean by that is Kari, who is the producer who I mentioned, have another producer, Kendall Duffy. I told them, I said, you know, I want this to be very collaborative, and I want everybody's artistry to really show up. So I don't want to tell you, I don't want to go and write up all these lyrics and then tell you now go fit some music that fits this. I decided to do kind of the reverse of that. So I told them to just be free, be creative, you know, I like these kinds of sounds of music and these genres and these whatever. Well, go and just come up with some material, and then let me see if I can write based on whatever mood I get. And that's more of how we did this album. So that was a little bit different for me. I usually would sit down and write my stories and then come up with the music after that. But this album, I did the reverse. And so it was really cool because their artistry really got to show up. And it pushed me to have to think of, okay, what is this making me feel, and what story in my life, and what thing has happened that I can kind of relate the tone of the music or the mood of the music to that. And so I only have one song on the album that I actually was very intentional and told them, you know, I specifically want the music to be a certain kind of way because I did have one particular story I wanted to be told a certain way. But the majority of the album was, and I really enjoyed that. So it kind of varies for me, you know. I might have something that I'm writing right now a little bit, working with a couple of different producers, and I like the mood. I like the mood when I hear sounds, it forces me to have to kind of dig a little bit deeper in my experiences to write.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been enjoying that with my writing right now.
Well, will the song make us smile? I guess the music made you smile when you wrote this. Am I correct, Kenya?
Well, now this is unique. Okay, this is a unique. Of course, I just did that whole explanation. I'm like, no, this doesn't have anything to do with anything I just said. So that song is actually titled Make You Smile. It's just all one word, so it looks like make us smile. And then the file that I think I gave you, I think that there was a typo on it, it looks like. But anyway, the name of the song is Make You Smile. And Make You Smile, actually, I did not write that song, actually. That song was written by the male vocalist on that song, Brandon McKenzie, who is my keyboard player. We've been playing with each other for way years before I started, before I started writing this project. And what happened, honestly, was Brandon, who is phenomenal. I mean, his voice is phenomenal. He's a ridiculous piano keyboardist, and he's a tremendous teacher. He teaches music here in Chicago. So he's just a really fabulous soul. And when we first met, we met through another musician, and there was something about his energy that I just really liked. And, you know, we're just kind of talking, and I said, you know, well, maybe you can share with me if you've written anything. And he's like, well, I haven't really released anything, but I got some little scratch stuff. And so he sends me this song, Make You Smile, this little scratch demo version. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, I love this. This is fantastic. Like, why aren't you doing anything with this? This song is, like, hot. I love it. And he's like, So this was years ago. So I just would listen to it in my bathroom and take a shower. You know, I would sing along with it or whatever. And then when I decided to do this album, I said, look, Brandon, I really love this song. And if you don't mind, can we rearrange this into a duet and try to get it out there, because people need to hear this song. So I am just the vocalist on this song. I give complete credit to Brandon. Kendall Duffy did do the musical rearranging, but this is all Brandon's gem, ear candy. I love the song. So
Make You Smile. make you smile. I love that song. I had to move my head.
I want to say this too, because the version you played is a Tom Glide rework, and I want to give him credit because he's a tremendous producer as well. He reworked that song. There's another version of the song. It was very, I mean, it's still good. It's all good. All good. But Tom Glide needs to get credit because he put his foot in that mix and, you know, really made it funky. So he's a French producer based in London. And
I'm going to tell you, when I first heard it, I was moving my head and I almost hit my mic. So I had to turn my head to the right and my feet to the right so I didn't hit the mic. I was like, man, this song was good. I'm feeling it. That was hot.
Thank
and my
you.
Nephew,
thank
my
you.
Nephew said he was feeling it also. So
thank
don't
you.
Be,
I,
don't,
yes.
Don't be surprised. He's going to hit you all up on Facebook because he might need to have y'all on his podcast as well. So when you see another Jeter hit you up, you know who it is. Because he heard this show.
I know who it is.
Gwendolyn.
Thank you. No.
The song I think I like, which I know I'm going to love, explain it so I can play it.
That's my song. I really like that song.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can hear you.
Okay, awesome. This song is very near to my heart because I wanted to present myself to the indie soul world as a writer and as a production manager. I won't call myself a producer, but I think I have a great ability of bringing amazing musicians together to create amazing arts of sound. So I wrote this song, but I didn't feature myself on this. I featured two amazing females, Sydney Marie, who's actually listening into the show. She's on my label. Hey, Sydney, and another amazing artist, Micah Chevalier. They trusted me, which was pretty amazing to present a song to them and for them to sing on it. We recorded it, you know, here in my home studio. And I just kind of did the little rap lyrical thing on it, and I did a couple of ad-libs. But what I wanted to do was just show people that although I'm considered, you know, more of a soul singer, you know, I can do a little hip-hop, I can do a little bit of rap, I can do some rock, you know, whatever your needs are. At the end of the day, I am a writer. So I came up with I Think I Like You, and hey, I think I like you.
What's up?
Gotta get you closer. Ooh, you smell nice like I knew you would.
Here's my number and my name. Damn, he looks good.
I saw your eyes smiling back at me.
Smiling back at me.
We were lovers.
I want you both to give out your information where people can hit you up and also buy your projects and whatnot. And, of course, this is past the time, but on the replay, when it resets, it'll have the whole show on there. So give your information.
Awesome. Go ahead, Kenya.
Okay. Yes. You can find me on social media if you do Kenya MJ Music. That's on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's all Kenya MJ Music. And then as far as my website, it's also KenyaMJMusic.com. And my music is, you can download it on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, all the major, Google Play, Spotify, all that stuff. But you can also download it from my website directly, and you can buy autographed copies of the CD directly from my website. And that's the only place you can get the physical CD if you order online. And I'm doing a whole special March Madness this month because the album technically was released 1 year ago in Europe this March. And so right now it's only $9.99 to get a physical signed CD. So come by KenyaMJMusic.com. You'll get my signature. Plus I send a picture with little signature and all that good stuff, and you get a free download. I have a remix of My Own Skin of that song, and you'll get a free download of that. So.
Awesome. Gwendolyn here. I like to call my hub my website. You can hit me up at www.gwendolyncollins.com. That'll link you to my Facebook and my Instagram and everything else. And like Kenya, you know, you can order the physical CD from my website if you want a signed copy, but I'm also on all the different digital distribution networks. But let me just say, when you're dealing with an indie artist, if you order from our personal website, you're giving back a little bit more.
Yep.
Well, I want to thank both of you for being on the show, Gwendolyn Collins and Kenya McGuire Johnson. I love your music, and I'm sure all my peeps will hear this show is going to be feeling your music also. Thank you again. I appreciate you both coming in. The last song I'm going to play is dedicated to Fife Dawg. This is a remix by June Sweatin called Electric Realization. ATAZP. I'm out.
It. Thank you.
Relax yourself, girl. Be self clear. Relax yourself, girl. Be self clear. Relax yourself, girl. Be self clear. Relax yourself, girl, be so clear. Relax yourself, girl, be so clear. Relax yourself, girl, be so clear.
Relax yourself, girl. Relax yourself, girl, to settle down. Relax yourself, girl. Relax yourself, girl. Relax yourself, girl, to settle down. Relax, relax. Honey, you got me mesmerized. With your black hair and your fire.
with my pay. Yo, my man, five figure eaters, I'm gonna say. I like a brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, and Asian. Name is 5 foot from the Zulu Nation. Told you in the gym that we could get down. Now let's not the roots like the group pitch down. You got BB all on your bedroom wall. But I'm above the room and this is all up. A great leader, something on a New York street. This is how I represent over this here beat. Talking about you, you are too cute. But such a my mind on a holding round. My mom was in a family and an honest day. But I couldn't drop it down because I couldn't relate.
Relax yourself, girl, be self-clear. 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 Maybe I would beg if you gave me a call. Live with the brain, live taking my all. Sharing with your own peace, am I wrong? Stronger than the tide, longer I press on. Taking what you have, girl, you make me think. Now I'm gonna pound a poo tank cause it don't stink. You ain't with the drama, so I'll be your toy. Original soundboy, never am I boy. You can be my naughty as I build or destroy. Not to come across as a drug no good. But honey, you on your fours, a tiger the woods. By the way, my name's Daryl, the 6 foot freak. Let's say we make love to the end of the week. She simply said, oh, able me to go. I said, I'm that figure.
My mind told me so.
I love when brilliant women come and give me some dap. I'm the god, hun. I bring the pounds and chat. I have you weak in the breeze and my maneuvers you peep. And I don't know no Uncle L and I don't own no G. Keep it on the low, yo, we keep it beneath. See, I'm not the type of man to have my life in the streets. If your moms know my moves, then I just say so. I get what I command from inside the coat. Let me blaze it from the back. See, these flames don't burn you. It's all on your couch now. I'm cleaning your furniture. E and John and the F to the P. Shuki be my DJ and my man Ray C. They know the big matters like to roll the dice. That is thrown from my hand with the power of light. Baby, let me tell you what is only right. It has to do with all my loving and you ain't gotta fight.
Relax yourself, girl, be self-clear.
You ain't gotta fight.
Relax yourself, girl, be self-clear.
That ain't nice.
Relax yourself, girl, be self-clear.